to Jerry Osborne's Vinyl Village.
When those oldies play, we listen.
I'm Jerry, and our village is like no other.
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Play something country. Play something country.
But I'd only be sorry, 'cause drinking doubles alone don't make it a party. Another sleepless night, and it's the same old story. When you're the only one at two in the morning, I'm sleeping single in a double.
Barbara Mandrell gets us going here in the Vinyl Village with one of her big hits from 1978. And it's somewhat unusual to have a song that's based on furniture, but there you have Sleeping Single in a Double Bed. And with that, because it is the last Wednesday of the month, the Village presents classic country and western hits. And for this hour, we'll hear songs from 1954 all the way to 1996. And next up, we go to 1975 for Billy Crash Craddock and Easy as Pie.
She meant nothing to me, just another one-night stand. She was easy as pie, and I had her eating out of my hand. Had her eating out of my hand. Smiling as I came home strong, she was easy as pie, and I knew it wouldn't take too long. Knew it wouldn't take me too long. Now here comes the morning, and my way of thinking has changed. Out of her hand.
One thing that caught me a wee bit off guard was immediately after my comment about songs pertaining to furniture, I was surprised to hear one of the first lines in this song continuing that furniture theme. Yeah, you heard him right at the beginning. He said, "It was just another one-night stand." Some things like that you just can't anticipate. But I do anticipate going back to 1956 for Wynn Stewart and one of his very first records, and this is titled Slowly But Surely. And what's interesting about this is, though not credited on the label, the lead guitar on this tune is by the great Eddie Cochran. Really?
Slowly but surely, though I love you dearly, slowly but surely I'm losing you. Soon you'll be leaving, soon I'll be grieving. Slowly but surely I'm losing you. I can see it in your eyes, I can feel it in your kiss, but I didn't realize it would all end like this. Slowly but surely, though I love you dearly, slowly but surely I'm losing you. Somebody's taking my place, I can plainly see. It's written on your face, you're not satisfied with me. Slowly but surely, though I love you dearly, slowly but surely I'm losing you.
Well, if the end is inevitable, rather than stick around and wait to be dumped, maybe you should just walk right up and say, "Count me out."
Taking me for granted was your first mistake, and that was the beginning of my last heartache. Then you added insult to my injury when you started treating me just as you please. Help me out of future plans you might be making. No more foolish chances am I taking. You played love's game too rough. As for me, I've had enough. 'Cause the going's got too rough, so count me out. Never bothered you, and you kept on till you killed all my love for you. Doing as you please became a part of you. You can't blame me now for
Count Me Out of Future Plans You Might Be Making from 1966. The always extraordinary Marty Robbins on KPTZ. And this is The Vinyl Village, and I'm Jerry Osborne, and it's great to get together with you. And to make it even more entertaining, we back up now to 1957 for Patsy Cline and Try Again.
Try again, don't feel blue. Try again. I've been through feeling blue, same as you. I've been broken hearted and cried the whole night through. Sorry now we've parted, 'cause no one else will do. Try again. Say goodbye to the tear in your eye. Something seems to tell me that we could love again. Try again, says my heart. Try again. To tell me that we could love again. Try again, says my heart. Try again.
More music.
From a jack to a king, I'm loneliness to a whale. And I won a queen. I walked away with your heart. From a jack to a king. With no regrets, I stacked your cards. I stacked your cards last night. And Lady Luck played her hand just right. You made me king of your heart. Oh, for just a little while, I thought that I might lose again. Oh, but just in time, I saw that twinkle in your eye. From a jack to a king, I'm loneliness to a wedding, wedding, wedding ring. I played an ace and I won a queen. You made me king of your heart. La da 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 la la da 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 da. For just a little while, I thought that I might lose again. You made me king of your heart.
An outstanding version of Ned Miller's From a Jack to a King. And that was by The King from 1969. And 3 years later, Barbara Fairchild had a number one hit with the Teddy Bear Song. And her follow-up to that in 1973 was Kid Stuff. And that didn't quite make it up to number one like the Teddy Bear Song, but it did reach number two, and that's pretty darn close. And so here is Kid Stuff.
I often think of younger days, a boy, a girl, and backyard play. I'd get hurt, you'd get your way, and they called it hit stuff. And though it mattered little then, the childish games you'd always win. Now the stakes are higher and it's no longer kid stuff. Kid stuff when I was little was sitting in the middle of a cotton candy world. But now my heart is aching. This is no game we're playing. That just like your step, and I always thought you'd be mine, at least until the end of time. I wore your ring that cost a dime. Happiness is kid stuff. Kid stuff when I was little was sitting in the middle of a cotton candy world. But now my heart is saying, this is no game we're playing, for I can see I'm losing you to another world. I'm losing you to another world.
FM, your music station.
Well, I'm standing on a corner of a busy street, looking for your face and every crowd I meet, searching every honky-tonk in this town, trying to find the places where you hang around. Oh, Lord, I'm another hang around. What makes you just the kind of gal like I would love? You got so many others that you're thinking of. Oh Lord, I'm tired, tired of living this old way. Oh Lord, I'm tired, tired of living this old way.
A real country classic from 1957 by Ray Price. And all of this fun and frolic is right here on KPTZ and the Vinyl Village. And I'm Jerry Osborne, and I'm tired. No, I'm not tired. That's just the name of the song that we just heard. And while I'm being so informative, our next tune is by Charlie Pride, and Look How Many Things Changed After Meeting You. Let me count the ways.
I thought I had seen pretty girls in my time, but that was before I met you. I never saw one that I wanted for mine, but that was before I met you. I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. I thought I could never be blue. I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved, but that was before I met you. I wanted to ramble and always be free, but that was before I met you. I said that no woman could ever hold me, but that was before I met you. I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. I thought I could never be blue. I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved, but that was before I met you. They tell me I must reap just what I have sown, but darling, I hope it's not true. For once I made plans about living alone, but that was before I met you. I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. I thought I could never be blue. I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved, but that was before I met you. But that was before I met you.
Before I Met You, and that's Charlie Pride, although at that time he hadn't had any hits yet, and he was being billed as Country Charlie Pride. And that was from the summer of 1966. And now we reverse gears and go back to 1965, a time when Merle Haggard and I did not yet know each other. And so to play it safe, this is exactly how he would call out to get my attention.
Hello, Mr. DJ. Won't you play a song for me? The girl I love just said goodbye, and I'm blue as I can be. Oh, please, Mr. DJ, play that song I heard you play, and send it out to someone who broke my heart today. You won't have to call her name. She'll know it's meant for her. Play me that song of sadness, and I'll be grateful to you, sir. Oh, please, Mr. DJ, play that song I've heard you play, and send it out to someone who broke my heart today. Call her name. She'll know it's meant for her. Play me that song of sadness, and I'll be grateful to you, sir. Oh, please, Mr. DJ, play that song I heard you play, and send it out to someone who broke my heart today.
It was 1963 when Merle Haggard had his first charted single, and the one we just heard, Please Mr. DJ, was his fourth single, and that came out in early 1965. He would then go on to have over 100 more charted hits and a fabulous career. Next on the Vinyl Village Classic Country and Western Show, we find ourselves in 1996, and that was the first time we'd heard anything about Leanne Rimes. And she came on really strong with her great hit, Blue.
TV, because in case you did not know, we're being brought to you by
KPTZ,
brought to you by
Radio Port Townsend,
brought to you by RADI.
Stay home and cry tonight like all the nights before. I just learned that I don't really need you anymore. I found a little place downtown where guys like me can go, and they've got bright lights and country music. Bright lights and country music, bottle and a glass. Soon I'll be forgetting that there ever was a past. And when everybody asks me what helped me forget so fast, I'll say those bright lights and country music. Table by the bandstand, a bottle filled with wine. Honky-tonks were made for men with women on their minds. Nothing else can take away this loneliness of mine, quite like those bright lights and country music. Bright lights and country music. A bottle and a glass. Soon I'll be forgetting that there ever was a past. And when everybody asks me what helped me forget so fast, I'll say those bright lights and country music. I love those bright lights and country music.
Rick Nelson from 1965 with Bright Lights and Country Music, and that's the title track of that album. And now we head to 1980 and enjoy another great hit by Jerry Lee Lewis. And that was when he revived a tune written by Roger Miller back in 1961. And that would be What Can Happen When Two Worlds Collide.
From mine, don't you see? And we couldn't be close, though we tried. We both reached for heaven, but ours weren't the same. That's what happened when two worlds collide. Woman, I wished it could. Two hearts lie in shambles, but oh, oh, how we try. That's what happened when two worlds collide. When two worlds collide, that's what happens when two worlds collide.
I think it most appropriate to follow Jerry Lee Lewis with one of his cousins, Mickey Gilley. And this is just one of 17 number one hits that Mickey had over the years. It is Don't the Girls All Get Prettier at Closing Time? This is a very clever tune from 1976.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, go! How the girls all get prettier at closing time. How they all begin to look like movie stars. How the girls all get prettier at closing time. When the change starts taking place, it puts the glow on every face of the fallen angels of the backstreet boys. If I could rate them on a scale from 1 to 10, I'm looking for a 9, but 8 could work right in. A few more drinks and I might slip to 5 or even 4. When tomorrow morning comes and I wake up with a number one, I swear I'll never do it anymore. How the girls all get prettier at closing time. How they all begin to look like movie stars. How the girls all get prettier at closing time. and the change starts taking place. It puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels on the back street ball. Hey, hey, I don't mean to criticize the girls at all, 'cause I'm no Robert Redford, even Overhaul. But we all picture in our minds a girl that looks just right. Now, ain't it funny? Ain't it strange? The way a man's opinions change when he starts to face that lonely night. All the girls all get time, how they all begin to look like movie stars. How the girls all get prettier at closing time. When the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels on the back street ball. The fallen angels on the back street ball.
Somehow, some way, the girls all get prettier at closing time. That phenomena, along with the Hanging Gardens of Babylon and the Colossus of Rhodes, is one of the ancient wonders of the world. And one of the musical wonders comes from 1966 when Don Gibson teamed up with Los Indios Tabajaros and gave special attention to the great guitar artistry on Address Unknown.
I waited each day for your letter, although I knew what it would cost. But dear, when it came, I knew that your game had been won, and I knew I had lost. I wanted to open your letter to see if you miss me sometimes, but you have a way of making me pay, for I know what you write between the lines.
Three times down, everybody knows that's the way to crown, and then it's too late.
swim to the shore, and this'll be the third time you've left me for her. And there ain't gonna be no another time. There ain't gonna be no another time. When you leave, you better pack, 'cause you ain't coming back. There ain't gonna be no another time. Let me further explain what I'm talking about. A free strikes, baby, and then you're out. You've already had two swings at the ball. There's just one more, and I'm afraid that's all. 'Cause there ain't gonna be no another time. No, there ain't gonna be no another time. When you leave, you better pack, 'cause you ain't coming back. There ain't gonna be no another time. I've always heard about the third time charm, and it's his trip number three. You made to her arms. I hope you find what you're looking for, 'cause I'm changing the lock on my front door. And there ain't gonna be no another time. No, there ain't gonna be no another time. When you leave, you better pack, 'cause you ain't coming back. There ain't gonna be no another time. Ain't gonna be no another time. No, there ain't gonna be no another time. When you leave, you better pack, 'cause you ain't coming back. There ain't gonna be no another time. There ain't gonna be no another time. No, there ain't gonna be no another time.
It was 1968 when Lynn Anderson was bouncing all over the stage singing, "When you leave, you better pack, 'cause you ain't a-coming back. 'Cause there ain't gonna be another time." And now here's more words of wisdom, this time from 1966, courtesy of Hank Thompson. And the truth of the matter is, if I can steal your love from someone else, someone can steal you from me. It's just one vicious circle.
If I can steal your love from someone else, someone can steal you from me. If you can't be true to the one you have, you wouldn't be true to me. A wedding ring can't mean a thing to a heart that's so carefree. If I can steal you from someone else, someone can steal you from me. If I can steal your lips from someone else, someone can steal them from me. You slipped around on him before you ever started going with me. Secrecy. If I can steal you from someone else, someone can steal you from me. Steal your heart from someone else, someone can steal it from me. The heart you want to give away belongs to another, you see. I'd have your smile for just a while till you grew tired of me. If I can steal you from someone else, someone can steal you from me.
We're the ones who bring back the old records.
KPTC. Here comes more tears to cry. Here comes more heartaches by. Again. stand. Here comes my baby back again. Here comes my baby back again.
Beautiful song by Dottie West from 1964, titled Here Comes My Baby. Let's jump back 10 years to 1954 for an amusing little tune from Little Jimmy Dickens and how important it really was to his education to spend some time out behind the barn.
My pappy used to tend my hide out behind the barn. He taught me to be dignified out behind the barn. When he took his strap to me and turned me down across his knee, he sure did hurt my dignity out behind the barn. I smoked my first cigarette out behind the barn, and that's one day I won't forget out behind the barn. I got sick, you should have seen how that tobacco turned me green. I almost died from nicotine out behind the barn. I got my education out behind the barn. I ain't a fool and no siree. Passed each examination out behind the barn, but it almost made a wreck out of me. Stay and play out behind the barn. She taught me to kiss and pet. That's a game I can't forget, 'cause we still play that same game yet out behind the barn. I wish that I could go again out behind the barn and do some things that I did then out behind the barn. Now you may think it ain't no fun to be a poor old farmer's son. You just don't know what all I've done out behind the barn. I got my education out behind the barn. I ain't a fool and no siree. Passed each examination out behind the barn, but it almost made a wreck out of me.
Well, I guess he grew up to be an educated man. And perhaps the best part of being educated out behind the barn is that no matter what, he was always at the head of his class. And you're listening to the Vinyl Village and the Class of Country and Western Songs show. And I'm Jerry Osborne, happy to play one of my favorite songs from 1963. It's a beauty from Ray Price. And the song suggests that you've only done half of the job. You took her off my hands, but you overlooked one little thing. You forgot to take her off my heart.
You took her off my hands when you stepped in. You changed everything. We're not even friends. Don't leave the job half done. Leave nothing behind. You took her off my hands. Now please take her off my mind. Please take her photograph engraved on my heart so blue, and take all her memories. She now belongs to you. Don't leave the job half done. Leave nothing behind. You took her off my hands. Now please take her off my mind. Thank you. heart so blue, and take all her memories. She now belongs to you. Don't leave the job half done. Leave nothing behind. You took her off my hands. Now please take her off my mind.
Ray Price and You Took Her Off My Hands. As a follow-up of sorts to the song we played just a couple of minutes ago by Little Jimmy Dickens, Out Behind the Barn, here's another variation on how one man got an education, and this is told by the Statler Brothers from 1970, and it all goes back to the bed of roses. And that's not about flowers, it's about the possessive form of rose.
She was called a scarlet woman by the people who would go to church but left me in the streets. And with no parents of my own, I never had a home. And an 18-year-old boy has got to eat. She found me outside one Sunday morning, begging money from a man I didn't know. And wiped away my childhood. A woman of the streets, this lady rose. This bed of roses that I lay on, where I was taught to be a man. This bed of roses where I'm living is the only kind of life I understand. A handsome woman, just 35, who was spoken to in town by very few. She managed a late evening business like most of the town wished they could do. And I learned all the things that a man should know from a woman not approved of, I suppose. But she died knowing that I really loved her. Off life's bramble bush I picked a rose. This bed of roses that I lay on, where I was called to be a man. This bed of roses where I'm living is the only kind of life I understand. This bed of roses that I lay, where I was taught to be a man. This bed of roses where I'm living is the only kind of life I'll understand.
I'll bet you remember Have Gun, Will Travel and the Ballad of Paladin.
Thank you.
Duane Eddy from 1962 and the Ballad of Paladin. I think I still have one of his business cards. It says, have gun, will travel. Well, for me, the card would read, have music, will entertain. And we're going to wrap up today's show with Roy Head from 1976, and it's about the door that he used to close. And it's a terrific song.
That old sun came out today, and it dried my tears away. Darling, things are starting to get better. Once again, I want to live, to forget and to forgive. I realize today, that's all that matters. I know your love is gone. Darling, I'm not hanging on. But sometimes I have to let my feelings show, and it turns me inside out every time I think about the door I used to close.
I can see him every night turning off your bedroom light, like I've done with you so many times before.
Go, 'cause I know that he just closed the door I used to close.
I can hear the ruffling sound of your soft and silky gown slipping off and falling gently to the floor.
I break down and I let go, 'cause I know that he just closed the door I used to close.
Time now to wrap it up and tie it tight. And thank you for spending time with us here in the Vinyl Village. Now get set to go on a blues journey with Taylor Clark, and that starts right now.